Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Coffee Break German Travel Diaries, Season 1, Episode 4. Willkommen zurück bei Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir heute?
Mir geht's wunderbar. Und dir, Marc?
Mir geht's auch sehr gut. Und die Sonne scheint. Also das ist gut. Alles in Ordnung.
Genau.
We're back with another episode of the Coffee Break German Travel Diaries. This is the series which will help you travel virtually while perhaps it's not possible to travel for real. We are following Karin and her family's journey through the Deutsche Alpenstraße.
Mm-hmm.
Last time they visited some waterfalls and they visited a mountain. And this time, well, they are continuing on their journey. Andrea, any wisdom to share before we start?
Yes, they're doing something really, really exciting this time. I'm a bit jealous. It's fast.
It's fast.
Yes.
Okay, now that's fast. I thought you were going to say fast in German, but no, fast, it's as in it's something that involves a quick movement.
Ja, es ist schnell.
Okay, not fast something.
Nein, schnell, sehr schnell.
So fast is a false friend in German. Fast,
genau,
fast itself genau. Means...
Fast is almost.
Almost, okay. So this is something that is schnell. So let's not beat about the bush and get on with this episode. Here goes. Los geht's. As usual, we will have a listen to the full text and we'll hear Karin read her diary and then we'll talk about it.
Tag 4. Der Weg ist das Ziel. Endlich haben wir es geschafft, morgens zeitig loszufahren. Um 8 Uhr waren wir bereits angeschnallt im Auto und sind ganz bis an die österreichische Grenze in den Süden gefahren. Nachts hatte es geregnet und somit war es etwas kühl an der frischen Luft. Aber schon bald zeigte sich die Sonne wieder bei klarem Himmel. Bei Wildbad Kreuth sind wir wieder zum Wandern ausgestiegen und haben natürlich fürs Mittagessen ein Picknick eingepackt. Wir haben besonders viele Bussarde und sogar einen Adler gesehen, die hoch über uns am Himmel gekreist sind. Bei der österreichischen Grenze haben wir den Silvensteinsee überquert. Das ist ein Stausee am Fluss Isar. Wir sind weiter in Richtung Norden bis nach Bad Tölz gefahren. Bad Tölz ist eine romantische Kleinstadt am Fluss mit alten Fachwerkhäusern. Das Städtchen hat Johannes und mir besonders gut gefallen, den zwei Jugendlichen aber weniger. Ihnen war das Bummeln zu langweilig. Also sind wir weitergefahren und haben etwas außerhalb der Stadt an einer Sommerrodelbahn angehalten. Sofort haben die zwei ihre Lebenslust zurückgewonnen. Doch als es nach zwei Abfahrten langsam angefangen hat zu nieseln, sind wir ins Wohnmobil gestiegen und haben den letzten Teil der heutigen Strecke zurückgelegt. Die Alpenstraße führte uns ganz bis zu unserem Campingplatz am Kochelsee, wo es auch einen Biergarten mit leckeren regionalen Gerichten und lokal gebrautem Schwarzbier gibt. Obwohl es regnet, ragen die Bergspitzen rund um uns herum majestätisch in den Himmel.
Okay, some interesting vocabulary in this particular episode. Quite a few things that I'm not sure of, so I'm sure as we go through it, I'll understand more as you explain everything.
Genau.
Let's start.
Also, los geht's. Endlich haben wir es geschafft, morgen zeitig loszufahren.
Well, I think we should say well done to Alex, yeah, who managed to get up at his bed in time. Endlich haben wir es geschafft, so we finally managed to do it, morgens zeitig loszufahren. So in the morning, timely, in a timely
yeah,
manner,
genau,
early,
genau, yeah,
heading off on our journey. So genau, we finally managed to set off early.
Um 8 Uhr waren wir bereits angeschnallt im Auto und sind ganz bis an die österreichische Grenze in den Süden gefahren.
Right, so wir sind gefahren, we drove straight to the Austrian border in the south.
Mm-hmm.
So at the beginning of the sentence, um 8 Uhr waren wir bereits angeschnallt im Auto. So at 8 o'clock we were already angeschnallt.
You have your seat belts on.
Oh, belted in.
Yeah.
Right. So what's the word for the belt?
The belt is die Sitzgurte oder die Sicherheitsgurte.
Right.
Aber anschnallen is, the Schnalle is actually where it clicks in.
Okay, right. Right. So angeschnallt. We were belted into the car.
Mm-hmm.
Und sind ganz bis an die österreichische Grenze. So, and we then went straight to the German border, the Austrian border in the south.
Mm-hmm. Genau, sehr gut. I found it very impressive, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, not that's bad. Pretty good going.
Nachts hatte es geregnet und somit war es etwas kühl an der frischen Luft.
Okay, we'll take it to there.
Mm-hmm.
Nachts, I mean, is that in the night?
Yeah.
Hat es geregnet? It had rained.
Genau.
So a pluperfect tense there.
Genau.
Right. Und somit war es etwas kühl an der frischen Luft. And as a result, it was a bit cool with the fresh air.
Ja, an der frischen Luft. Frische Luft is very important for us German speakers. It just means outside.
Outside, okay.
Yeah, doesn't really matter whether the air is so fresh, it just means outside.
Right, so even if you're in a, I don't know.
Even if it's very hot and yeah, it's still frische Luft, yeah.
Okay.
Aber schon bald zeigte sich die Sonne wieder bei klarem Himmel.
Right, aber schon bald, but soon after. Zeigte dich. So
zeigte sich.
Mhm. Zeigen ist to show.
Ja, so.
So the sun sich, showed itself.
Genau, sehr okay, gut. Mhm.
So, aber schon bald zeigte sich die Sonne wieder bei klarem Himmel. So the sun was showed itself once more in the clear sky.
Ja, genau. Bei Wildbad Kreuth sind wir wieder zum Wandern ausgestiegen und haben natürlich fürs Mittagessen ein Picknick eingepackt.
Okay, so bei Wildbad Kreuth, this is a place.
Ja.
So we sind wir wieder zum Wandern ausgestiegen. So we stopped, we get out the car once more to go for a hike at Wildbad Kreuth.
Genau.
Und haben natürlich fürs Mittagessen ein Picknick eingepackt. So, and we naturally for lunch ate our picnic.
Ja, we packed.
We packed a
we
picnic.
We packed a picnic.
Right, okay.
Genau, super. Wir haben besonders viele Bussarde und sogar einen Adler gesehen, die hoch über uns am Himmel gekreist sind.
Right, so, did they see buzzards?
Ja.
So, we saw many buzzards. And even an Adler, is that an eagle?
Ja, genau.
And we even saw an eagle, die hoch über uns am Himmel gekreist sind, which were, I guess, flying high above us in the sky.
Ja, so kreisen is if you fly in a circle.
Oh, right, so circling.
So they were looking for food.
Right. Okay.
And then they fly in a circle, so kreisen.
So maybe saw the picnic and they were thinking they were going to get some of the leftovers.
Yeah, genau.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment to continue with the rest of the text. we wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, so let's take a look at the next part of our text.
Genau. Bei der österreichischen Grenze haben wir den Silvensteinsee überquert.
Okay, so on the Austrian border haben wir den Silvensteinsee überquert. Did they cross the Silvenstein Lake?
Genau, ja.
Okay.
Genau.
Überqueren ist to cross.
Ja, überqueren, ja.
Okay.
Das ist ein Stausee am Fluss Isar.
Okay, this is a guess, but Stau rings a bell to me. Mm-hmm. I think, is it something about, well, would this be a reservoir?
Ja, genau. Der Stausee is a reservoir. And some of our listeners might have heard the word der Stau before, probably. It will have been in the context of traffic, and then it's a traffic jam.
Yeah, a blockage.
Genau.
That was what was in my head, and I'm thinking a blockage of the lake. It must be some kind of reservoir.
Genau, richtig.
So, talking about the Silvensteinsee, it is a reservoir on the river Isar.
Genau. Wir sind weiter in Richtung Norden bis nach Bad Tölz gefahren.
Okay, so we drove on in the northerly direction.
Genau.
Up to as far as Bad Tölz.
Genau, and we're going to hear what Bad Tölz is. Mm-hmm. Bad Tölz ist eine romantische Kleinstadt am Fluss mit alten Fachwerkhäusern.
Okay, so Bad Tölz is a romantic village.
Genau.
Eine romantische Kleinstadt am Fluss, on the river.
Yeah, also Kleinstadt is more a town, maybe.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. Mit alten Fachwerkhäusern.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I think Fachwerk is the... I'm trying to remember the word in English for it. It's like wooden beams and things like that.
Genau. In der Schweiz heißen diese Häuser Riegelhäuser.
Riegelhäuser,
ja.
Okay.
So I had to look this up, Fachwerkhäuser, uh-huh. And it is exactly these houses that maybe some of our listeners have seen in pictures or maybe even because in cities where they visited, they normally have these beams, mm-hmm. And they are painted either red or maybe black or something that contrasts very much with the color on the rest of the building.
And as a result, we have something that's very picturesque and in lots of postcards, I would imagine.
Yes, they're beautiful.
I remember the first time I saw this word, it was in the city of Strasbourg in France, where the maisons à colombage are very well known in the older part of the town. And of course, in Strasbourg, there's lots of German influence and Alsacien as well. So Fachwerkhäusen are very popular there too.
Genau. Das Städtchen hat Johannes und mir besonders gut gefallen, den zwei Jugendlichen aber weniger.
So I think what's happening here is that Karin and her husband really enjoyed their visit to this town, but the children perhaps a little less so.
Yes, I can see the slow steps and
yeah,
they're suddenly very tired.
Yes,
ja, sehr müde. Yeah. Genau. Ihnen war das Bummeln zu langweilig.
Right, to them was the something too boring. What is the Bummeln?
So, Bummeln is walking slowly, looking at things.
Ah, okay.
I think we've talked about this word before. Use it when we have a train that has many stops.
Then
This train is a Bummlerzug.
Bummlerzug, okay. Right, so it's the kind of thing that, well, I certainly enjoy doing, wandering around a city on holiday, or a town, a village. And yeah, I kind of get the idea that the children perhaps don't enjoy it quite as much. I think this is something I recognize.
Okay, super. Also sind wir weitergefahren und haben etwas außerhalb der Stadt an einer Sommerrodelbahn angehalten.
Okay, also sind wir weitergefahren. So we drove on. Und haben etwas außerhalb der Stadt, and we stopped, so the angehalten there is at the end.
Genau.
And we stopped at something outside the village, outside the town.
Ja, etwas außerhalb is a little bit outside.
Oh, okay, yeah, so a little bit outside the town. And where they stopped was a Sommerrodelbahn, which is a fantastic thing, because I've done this in Austria myself. So a summer, well, it's kind of like a bobsleigh, but it's on wheels. So
exactly.
You go down a pipe or a half pipe, which is set up on the mountainside, and you go down this very, very quickly on a sort of a bobsleigh type thing that's on wheels.
Genau, it's amazing.
Very good fun.
Good. And then obviously what happens to the very tired children? Yeah. Sofort haben die zwei ihre Lebenslust zurückgewonnen.
Okay, so have they suddenly found their lust for life?
Ja, genau. So zurückgewinnen is they won it back.
They won it back, yes. Mm-hmm. So they won back their love of life.
Genau. Doch als es nach zwei Abfahrten langsam angefangen hat zu nieseln, sind wir ins Wohnmobil gestiegen und haben den letzten Teil der heutigen Strecke zurückgelegt.
Okay, I have to say that I think this part is probably the trickiest part of the whole text. So we've got the first section here. They suddenly got their lust for life. They won it back.
Ja, und dann geht es weiter. Doch als es nach zwei Abfahrten langsam angefangen hat zu nieseln.
Right, so what is nieseln?
Nieseln is this very light rain.
Ah, right, yep, okay. So, so there are zwei Abfahrten. Would that be two journeys on the Rodelbahn?
Genau, yeah.
Right, so,
Doch is like aber.
Right.
So, but when.
But yeah. When it after two journeys started to drizzle slowly.
Nein, Achtung, langsam, we saw this in a previous episode. This langsam doesn't mean slowly, it means more finally.
Gradual. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. But when it finally started to rain after two journeys on the Rodelbahn, sind wir ins Wohnmobil gestiegen. We got back into the Wohnmobil.
Ja. und haben den letzten Teil der heutigen Strecke zurückgelegt. So zurücklegen ist when we travel a distance. So for example, if I go hiking and then I say, oh, heute habe ich 2 Kilometer zurückgelegt.
All right, okay, so I've traveled 2 kilometers.
Genau.
So, and so would happen den letzten Teil der heutigen Strecke. So did, and then we made the final part of today's Strecke.
Genau. Strecke is the route or the stretch.
Of course, right, okay. So we did the last part of today's route.
Genau. Die Alpenstraße führte uns ganz bis zu unserem Campingplatz am Kochelsee.
So the Alpenstraße led us straight to our campsite on the Kochelsee.
Genau, super. Wo es auch einen Biergarten mit leckeren regionalen Gerichten und lokal gebrautem Schwarzbier gibt.
Okay, so lots more descriptions here. Wo es auch gibt, where there is also einen Biergarten, a beer garden, mit leckeren regionalen Gerichten, with delicious regional dishes, und lokal gebrautem Schwarzbier, and locally brewed dark beer.
Genau, and this is very interesting because we see leckeren regionalen Gerichten. So both of these, lecker und regional, they describe the Gerichte.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have lokal gebrautem Schwarzbier. That is, lokal describes gebraut. So the lokal is an adverb.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it hasn't adapted to the case.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas gebrautem is describing the Schwarzbier. And that's why it has to be in the dative.
Right. So just to be clear then for me, gebrautem is the dative adjective.
Mm-hmm.
And leckeren regionalen are also dative, but they're plural.
Genau.
So the gerichten are dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the, because mit is going to take the dative. So
genau.
Mit leckeren regionalen gerichten. So those two adjectives there are describing the gerichten.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in the dative form, but they're plural.
Genau.
But the lokal gebrautem Schwarzbier is, that's a singular. If it were Schwarz und Blond Bier or something like that.
Ah, dann wäre es lokal gebrauten.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking. So there's just one beer here.
Mm-hmm.
It's the dark beer, literally black beer. And that's why... That's making perfect sense, yeah.
Genau, super. Obwohl es regnet, ragen die Bergspitzen rund um uns herum majestätisch in den Himmel.
Right, although it's raining, obwohl es regnet, ragen, I don't know.
Yeah, wonderful, so poetic. So, ragen is to come out and you can imagine they point up.
Yep.
Yeah, so... Okay. Wenn etwas ragt, when something rags, then it comes out in a very impressive fashion. Mm-hmm.
So could we say something, although it's raining, the peaks of the mountains are rising up here around us majestically in the sky?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, das ist gut.
Do you have a better translation of that last part?
Is there something like towering or
towering,
something?
Towering, yeah. Towering would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the mountain peaks are towering around us majestically.
Yeah.
Genau. In the sky.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay, well, in that case, it's time now to have a listen back to the full text. And hopefully, as we listen again, we'll understand a little more this time. And I know that certainly having gone through some of these really tricky parts of the text, I think I'll understand things better this time.
Okay, super.
Tag 4. Der Weg ist das Ziel. Endlich haben wir es geschafft, morgens zeitig loszufahren. Um 8 Uhr waren wir bereits angeschnallt im Auto und sind ganz bis an die österreichische Grenze in den Süden gefahren. Nachts hatte es geregnet und somit war es etwas kühl an der frischen Luft. Aber schon bald zeigte sich die Sonne wieder bei klarem Himmel. Bei Wildbad Kreuth sind wir wieder zum Wandern ausgestiegen und haben natürlich fürs Mittagessen ein Picknick eingepackt. Wir haben besonders viele Bussarde und sogar einen Adler gesehen, die hoch über uns am Himmel gekreist sind. Bei der österreichischen Grenze haben wir den Silvensteinsee überquert. Das ist ein Stausee am Fluss Isar. Wir sind weiter in Richtung Norden bis nach Bad Tölz gefahren. Bad Tölz ist eine romantische Kleinstadt am Fluss mit alten Fachwerkhäusern. Das Städtchen hat Johannes und mir besonders gut gefallen, den zwei Jugendlichen aber weniger. Ihnen war das Bummeln zu langweilig. Also sind wir weitergefahren und haben etwas außerhalb der Stadt an einer Sommerrodelbahn angehalten. Sofort haben die zwei ihre Lebenslust zurückgewonnen. Doch als es nach zwei Abfahrten langsam angefangen hat zu nieseln, sind wir ins Wohnmobil gestiegen und haben den letzten Teil der heutigen Strecke zurückgelegt. Die Alpenstraße führte uns ganz bis zu unserem Campingplatz am Kochelsee, wo es auch einen Biergarten mit leckeren regionalen Gerichten und lokal gebrautem Schwarzbier gibt. Obwohl es regnet, ragen die Bergspitzen rund um uns herum majestätisch in den Himmel.
Andrea, just before we finish, I was looking at that rund um uns herum. There are a lot of words in there. Can you help us with that a little bit? Just one last little bit of you.
Ja, klar. So, um uns herum is around us. Und rund um uns herum is round around us. It's okay. Just pointing out how it is all around us.
All around us, right. Because that's what I was thinking. I thought there's two arounds in there. Mm-hmm. But
genau.
I'm glad you've explained that. Okay, to get more information on this text, to get into it a little more deeply, and also to access our video version, where you'll see the text on the screen and we leave space to allow you to repeat and practice your pronunciation, you can check out the course of this Travel Diaries series over on the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And of course, don't forget that you can find us on social media. Indeed, we're posting some images of these beautiful parts of the world on our Instagram, so you can see what Bad Tölz looks like. Search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram and you can find us on Facebook and Twitter too.
We will be back next time when we'll be continuing our journey through the Alpenstraße and you can learn more German with Coffee Break German. Until then, vielen Dank und bis bald.
Bis zum nächsten Mal.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.